Hello and good morning. Wishing you all a very happy new year. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Monday, 1st of January, and here are the top things you need to know before the market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open marginally lower today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 72 points. In the previous session, BSE Sensex fell 170 points to 72,240, while Nifty 50 declined 47 points to 21,731 and formed a doji candlestick pattern on the daily scale, indicating indecision amongst bulls and bears about future market trend. Analysts believe that the near-term uptrend status of Nifty remains intact. There is a possibility of short-term consolidation or range movement for the next 1-2 sessions before the index resumes its upside momentum. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,762, while on the lower side it can take support at 21,691. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Karur Vysya Bank. The Reserve Bank of India has granted approval to ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company for acquiring up to 9.95% of the paid-up capital or voting rights of Karur Vysya Bank. 2. Grasim Industries. The chemical division of the Aditya Birla Group company has commissioned an additional 1.3 lakh tons of annual capacity of advanced materials manufacturing capacity at Bharuch, Gujarat. This expansion will facilitate the growth in specialty chemical business of the company. 3. Macrotech Developers. The Deputy Commissioner of State Tax Mumbai has raised CGST demand for 91.6 crore rupees, including tax liability, amounting to 34.4 crore rupees pertaining to July 2017 to March 2018. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, the step-down subsidiary Dr. Reddy's Laboratories Inc. has acquired 6.46% stake of an Israel-based development stage biotech company Aditi Therapeutics for $2 million. Coming to IPO updates, the initial public offer of Kaushalya Logistics will open for second day of bidding today. So far, the issue has been subscribed 9.09 times. KCN Energy and Infra IPO subscription will conclude today. The offer has been booked 145.53 times so far. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. The US stock markets will remain closed on New Year's Day. However, in the previous session, Wall Street stocks fell slightly, but the S&P 500 managed to close out 2023 with a surprising gain of 24%. Big tech stocks lifted the Nasdaq Composite Index to its best year since 2020 on AI enthusiasm. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the year with a 30.7% gain. Europe and Asia markets will also have a market holiday today. Among European markets, France, Germany and Italy will remain closed on account of the New Year's Day. Coming to Asia, China, Japan, Hong Kong and South Korean markets are also shut today. Stock market in the UK will also have a trading holiday. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Amardeo Singh, Senior Vice President Research at Angel One, on what key risks should investors watch out for in 2024.
The markets have a lot of positive momentum going into 2024, but there may be significant obstacles due to the numerous domestic and international events lined up. Markets are inherently unpredictable, which is why they typically keep traders and investors on their toes. So there are some risks that investors should be aware of in 2024, such as risk number one, Middle East turmoil. Up until now, the conflict has been restricted, but if it were to engulf other countries in the neighborhood, that could have serious consequences across the world. Risk number two, Indian parliamentary elections. Post the recent results of the state elections, investors appear to be confident that the current government at the center in all possibility is likely to retain power for the next 5 years. Any surprise on this front could have a short-term impact on the markets. Now, risk number three, US Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. The current US interest rates hover around 5.25 and 5.50 and with the US Federal Reserve taking strong measures to rein in inflation, which has come down from 8% in 2022 to 3.1%. Given the taming of inflation and expected slowdown in the US economy in the next couple of quarters, investors are pinning their hopes for at least 0.75% rate cuts in 2024, maybe in the second half of the year. So any significant change in such expectations could have an impact on the markets. Lastly, risk number 4, RBI monetary policy. The RBI has been able to temper inflationary pressures while at the same time assisting in sustained economic growth as well. RBI has maintained repo rate at 6.5% throughout the year except the 25 basis points rate hike in February. Investors tend to keep a close watch on the actions and statements of the RBI as it has a bearing on the overall economy as well as the markets. So do not forget to keep a tab on this as well. Now coming to the sectors that hold promise in 2024. The first one is infra. This is one sector that holds immense promise and potential as India transforms its highways, railways, ports, airports, to name a few. If we as a nation are to grow at 7%, 8% annually, our quality of infrastructure needs serious upgradation. And hundreds of billions of dollars will have to be spent to develop such infrastructure, which is comparable to the best elsewhere. So companies operating in these sectors should be looked at, and the best way is to identify the leaders and select amongst them. The second sector is digital play. India has been on the forefront of technology with a strong presence in software development and IT services. Post-COVID-19, what we've seen is that technology transformation across industries has thrown up new leaders and dethroned many established names. So companies that are able to leverage technology to harness India's growth engine to the utmost are the ones that would emerge as the leaders of tomorrow. So have a keen eye on companies in cutting-edge technologies and their overarching impact on the markets and society at large. And lastly, go green. So this sector basically needs to be looked at more closely as it holds immense promise for the future. As per Statista 2023 report, the global green technology and sustainability market is forecast to grow at a CAGR of 20.8% till 2030. So companies capitalizing on renewable energy, electric vehicles, cutting down on carbon emission, and those that are developing technologies to make it happen are the ones that investors should focus on. But at the same time, investors must remember that this is a dynamically evolving industry. So one will have to be a quick learner. So focusing on these sectors, not only in 2024, but for years ahead, can reap rich dividends for investors. Always remember that just as Rome was not built in a day, wealth creation also does not happen overnight. It takes patience, effort, and knowledge to make it happen.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day and year. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.